Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, what do you say we do a podcast for you on a nice Tuesday morning? What's up, Albert?
I'll do a podcast with you, Jerry.
Yeah.
I was curious about this. So there's, I watch a lot of like financial YouTube things.
Yeah.
And what's weird is whether you read things, you'll get things to be like, how much money do you have saved? Do you know that only 3% of people contribute to their 401k? It's like these insane numbers and you go, but I'm looking around at the world and the world is moving on.
Yeah.
So like, there was one. There's one woman I follow. Erin Talks Money is her name. Very pleasant financial woman. And the headline of her latest video goes, is $5 million enough to retire? You know what percentage of people have $5 million?
Very, very small.
It is minuscule.
Yes, that's a stupid thing to say.
So how how is the world working?
Well, it would depend on who she's talking to. If she's talking to upper class people that are used to living an extravagant lifestyle, that go on 4 or 5 vacations a year, have a secondary vacation home, go out to dinner 3 nights a week, and their expenses are totaling $50,000 a year, then yeah, $5 million is not going to be enough money to retire on. If you're talking about someone that's going to live a very normal blue collar retirement, go on a vacation or two, and I have no idea what they're going to do with their day all their afternoon all day, then $5 million is fine. If you made 5% on $5 million of interest a year, right? So 10% would be $5 million. 10% would be $500,000. So 5% would be maybe $250,000. Is that right? $250,000? That can't be right.
Well, 5% on $1 million is $50,000. So it would be 5 times 5.
No. 10% on 5 million is 500,000. So 5% on 5 million would be 250,000.
Oh no! I was thinking a million.
No, you know, I'm talking about the woman you brought up. So if you earned 5% on your money, you would you'd get $250,000 of just interest every year. You can't live on that.
No, I think you can.
What are we talking? Come on.
What's funny is like, for some reason, I guess $1 million saved is a good, seems like a big number and a nice round number.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the retire money people talk about, okay, you should get to $1 million. That's like a goal for
people.
That's
your benchmark to start.
That's a benchmark, I think, for people to say, hey, yeah. And then they go, you take out 4% every year. That's only
$40,000, yeah.
That seems like not enough money.
Right, and this woman's saying, can you live on $5 million?
Not only that, but even at $1 million,
mm-hmm,
and they tell you to take out 4% so you don't run out of money, of $40,000. And that does not sound like enough money to live on. They're also then telling you the amount of people that have that $1 million is a very small number.
For sure.
So what is everyone else doing?
Working.
Till they're...
I think a lot of older people work, yeah. I mean, you see it when you go to CVS or Walgreens or Target. I mean, I think, you know, working even in your older age, I think, is beneficial. For one, I think you still have a sense of accomplishment and achievement, and that you've done something. Two, it gives you purpose every morning and somewhere to go and not stare at the TV all day. And three, financially, it helps you along. So if all of a sudden, I'm not saying working 40 hours, but if you were, let's say you're 70, I've told you, I think I'll work till I die. So if at 72 years old, I'm working at Home Depot, let's say I'm working 3 days a week and I'm working 25 hours a week and I'm making $20 an hour. No one's getting rich on that, but I just made $500 a week. I'm making $25,000 before I have to go touch that 40 grand or 50 grand.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm okay. Plus I got Social Security coming in, which is never going away. Plus I've got my pension. Like, you know, all of a sudden things are looking up and not living in a home that I don't need. That's the other thing. I mean, I'm ready to downsize now with my son being 21 and my younger son being 15. I would literally sell my house now and move into a 3-bedroom townhouse. And I would love to do that. We're not going to just yet, but you know, at 72, I don't need a big house. I see a lot of older people still in their homes. Why? Downsize. Take the money. Downsize.
Yeah, that's another thing, right? If you ever start running out of money, just sell whatever house you're in and downsize.
As long as you have equity in it, yeah.
Or move to a place that's a less expensive.
I know people not close to me, meaning friends, living relatively close to me. They have put an addition on their home. They must have taken out, either they're rich or they have taken out all the equity in their home because there's a lot of equity in houses right now with the market. It's like they knocked everything down with two walls and built a brand new home that is a monstrosity. So people like that, enjoy your home. Who knows if you'll get that money back, because I don't know. They might have, you know, gone to the 80% of what they could take out. But there's a lot of different ways to retire. It's not just save money and live off your 4%.
Do you think, like, when you see old people working,
yeah,
is it sad or not sad, or is it depend where they're working? I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I commend them first.
Okay, so I feel like if I see an older man working at Home Depot, mm-hmm, I go, that's a guy who's handy.
Yeah.
He loves doing this. He loves talking to people about their projects. He's in the mix.
Sure.
If I see an old person at McDonald's, I think that's sad. But they may like working at
McDonald's.
They
might enjoy it. They might enjoy the conversation. They might enjoy, you know, making coffee for people, especially if they're working in the morning.
I mean, get you a McMuffin, Jerry.
You know, yeah. I mean, it could be sad, and they could be desperate for money. I don't know. Or they might enjoy going to work every day. You know, you don't know the personality till you know the person.
I always wondered how anybody, whether you're an old person or whether you're a young person looking for your first part-time job, how people, like, most of the jobs, like, if you go to fast food,
yeah,
or if you go to retail, they all essentially pay the same thing. Minimum wage, maybe a little higher. So I always wonder how people choose, like, I'm going to go work at Target or I'm going to go work at McDonald's, where the fast food seems like a more desperate person is working there. But maybe not. Maybe there's something in that job that person's like, I don't want to go work at Target. That seems boring. I want to go work at McDonald's. Like, how do young people and old people choose those part-time jobs that pay the same?
I mean, I have a young, you know, I have a 15-year-old right now who's trying to figure out where to go work,
yeah,
for his first. He's done some jobs, but this would be like his first official job. And he's decided, and I'm with him, he wants to try and get a job at a driving range or a golf course or something like that. So he's kind of around the game, which he likes. And I love that idea. He's not interested in going and working at a fast food restaurant. He's not interested in working in a store. My first job, as I've told you, was a janitor at the school that I had finished. I was in high school at the time. And then from there, I went to the gas station. And that was, I'm trying to think, the school was through a friend's mom. It was just recommended to me because he started. So I'm like, sure, I'll work with him. Fun. We had a good time. And then the gas station was because a kid I had played golf with a couple of times when I was 15. I wasn't any good, and I didn't even like golf, but we were friends and whatever. He was a year older than me or 2 years older than me and drove. So I would go play golf with him. He's like, yeah, I'm working at the gas station. You should come by. I'm like, okay. Sounded fun. So for me, both of them were like recommended through friends or someone close to them. I never actually went out there and tried to pick a part-time job.
Yeah, I think a lot of people go, like, if your friend has a job already.
Probably.
Maybe you go work there.
Yeah. It's always better to be somewhere where you know somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
more comfortable.
Either where you know somebody or it's a part-time job. If it's not going to pay a lot, if it's going to pay minimum wage, do it at a place that you would like to hang out.
Absolutely.
Like the golf course.
No question. No question.
I remember when a Walgreens was opening up by me and I was going to be, I think 14.
Okay.
You were able to get a job back then, I think. You could work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Walgreens, was having like a little mini job fair for when they opened up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went in. My mother drove me down there, and I went into the Walgreens and put in my application. I got no call.
Wow.
Do you know my family boycotted the new Walgreens in our town for,
good for them.
Years?
It's good for them. That's fine.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll tell you, I boycotted a place. So I've told you the story many times when I was out of work. And I would literally call my wife and ask her if I could take $3 out of the coin jar so I could go hit golf balls because I felt guilty. There was a Sports Authority that was relatively new. It wasn't just opening. It was relatively new. But I saw in the newspaper that they needed someone to work in their golf area of the store. I'm like, this is perfect. I don't even have to drive. I could walk there. So I go, I interview, everything's great. Like, I'm doing paperwork as if I'm hired. I went in for two interviews, the first one and then the second one. And then I'm waiting for the call. I never get a call. So I walk in as a shopper and I ask for, and ironically enough, I knew the woman doing the hiring because I had gone to school with her son for a couple of years. I'm like, you know, whatever happened to the job? We decided you were overqualified. I'm like, overqualified? I can't pay my rent. And you know what she said to me? It's funny. It actually turned out to be true. Because we felt like if we hire you, you'll probably have another job in radio soon and you'll just walk out on us. That's true. And you know what? A couple months later, I had a job doing the board for Mike and the Mad Dog and I was gone.
I guess that's why, like, when they go, oh, you're overqualified. I always hated that too. It seems crazy. But I guess if you're overqualified, they think you'll go somewhere else.
Now, yes. What I would say, though, is it was going to be in the golf department. This was when I really was head over heels for golf. And I loved it. Like, I see my younger son now with it. Maybe I might have, this path might have still happened. But I also could have seen myself getting into the golf equipment business, the golf apparel. My dad had a long career in apparel. I could have gotten into the golf apparel business. I don't know what I would have done. But looking back, I remember I was so angry. I'm like, overqualified. I can't pay the rent.
Yeah.
I need a job. And they decided. And as it turned out, that place went out of business 3 years later.
The Sports Authority.
Yeah. And that, at least that one. And then I know overall they've all shut down. But that one in particular closed down, I want to say maybe 2 years, 3 years after I interviewed.
Did you boycott it? Were you a boycotter?
Nope. Well, kind of. I never went back in.
You didn't go back?
Nope. Did not.
You're like, you'll go.
I was so mad.
To their competitors, Dick's, if that was even a thing back then.
I don't think so. I think
Herman's.
Herman's was close to closing.
I loved Herman's in the Woodbridge Mall.
Yeah, but I think they were on their way out too. I don't remember where I went, to be quite honest. Was it Carl's? There was a golf world, not Golf Galaxy. It wasn't Golf Galaxy yet. I don't know. I would go other places for my golf stuff. You know what? That's where I bought my. So remember the putter situation in Pebble Beach. So I bought that brand new putter. We did the video of it. The putter that I replaced was a putter that I bought not long after that whole thing at Sports Authority. I bought it at a driving range, you know, out of a bargain barrel.
Bargain bin.
One of the days I asked my wife if I could take $4 out to go hit balls.
And you bought a
I did. It was $6. I had it was $6 or $7.
Okay. Let's say you spend $300 on a putter when you're out of work.
I had that putter for 25 years. Think about that.
You got your use out of it.
I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, there are, I love when I get use out of like a certain product. Like I just bought jeans while I was over the break. Yep. And I went with the classic Levi's. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I'm getting Levi's. I'm going to the, I went to the, all the way up to the Menlo Mall because they have a Levi's store. I said, I'm going to get my Levi jeans. And these, like, I will get so much, like, my price per wear when these get retired, it's going to be pennies.
Yep, for sure.
And I love that. I love using a product till it is no longer usable.
Have you been to Freehold Mall recently?
No.
They did a nice job, actually, reconfiguring it.
Yeah.
It feels like a mall again. Because for a while, a lot of empty stores. And I went there around Christmas time. And I was pleasantly surprised what it actually looks like. Because these malls are all dying everywhere.
They are dying. Freehold,
but maybe they don't have a Levi's store there either. So
they don't. I did look. That's why I had to go all the way to Menlo.
Got it. So so you have the $5 million saved up?
I do not have $5 million saved, no. Okay. That's why I will not be watching that woman's video, Erin Talks Money, because I don't need to be feel bad about myself.
Yeah, I agree.
I was recently, though, during this break, I found myself in a Walmart.
Okay, where? What town?
Brick.
Old Bridge? Oh, Brick, okay.
Brick.
Yeah, been there.
And I also found myself in a Target in Wall, New Jersey.
Okay.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It used to be that Target was the higher end version of Walmart.
Yeah.
They are on equal footing right now.
See, not for me.
No?
No. The Target in Middletown is super nice, super clean. The Walmart in Old Bridge that I go to, I'm not saying it's not clean. It's just too big. It's like 8 football fields. I don't know what the hell it is. And it's not as nice to me as Target.
Yeah, that's the way I always thought it was. This Target in Wall, which is a relatively new Target, I don't know. I was getting the vibe like, this kind of feels like a Walmart.
Interesting, okay.
And then when I went to the Walmart in Brick, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was expecting a Walmart in Brick in New Jersey.
Right.
I thought that was going to be trouble.
Okay.
It wasn't as bad. But I also wondered, what do you think of people who do all their food shopping at Target or Walmart?
Did it for a little while. We did.
Is it possible? Like, do they have everything?
Yeah. Oh, I got
you.
They
do?
I don't know about Walmart because I don't really go there. Well, I do know Walmart has everything, but I don't food shop there. Never have.
But you food shopped in Target?
We used to. We don't anymore. There was about a year when they first added it in. And I'll tell you why I don't like doing it. First of all, they do have everything. I'm not getting into the chemicals and all of that stuff, but they do have produce.
Mm-hmm. But not a large selection.
It's big enough. They have everything you need.
They got
the tomatoes, the lettuce, the peppers, the cucumbers. They have everything you need. They got plenty of fruit. So they got the produce. They've got a big frozen section.
They do, like 2 aisles.
And they've got plenty of processed crap, aisles and aisles of that you can get everything done. The reason why I opted to stop doing that and my wife stopped doing that was you end up online with someone that's buying a couple of shirts and maybe a book, and you've got a shopping cart of groceries, and you feel out of place.
You feel like you're holding up the line.
It's stupid. Yeah, it's silly.
Yeah.
So I got away from that. She then did the food shopping again. Then she had her surgery earlier this year in the summer. I took over the food shopping again once I got used to the guns at Stop and Shop.
Oh, man.
I'm a Stop and Shop freak now.
Yeah, people tell me like that the Sam's Club has the guns okay. where you can scan as you go yeah. and then you just check out. If Costco could figure that out.
Yeah, I don't have a problem at Costco like you do.
Yeah, my Costco, Jerry.
Ours is
running
so well.
I need to talk to the person who's running your Costco and then have them come down to, I don't know what town that's in.
Well, let me ask you this. What time do you go? Because I think a large part of why I don't have an issue at Costco is I feel like I go at the right times.
Yeah.
Like to me, school days, you go to Costco at 2 o'clock. There's no one there because whoever's running the house, usually if they're home, they're getting home for the kids. So 2 o'clock, you either go right when they open, you go at 2 o'clock on a normal school day, or if they close at 8, you go at 7 p.m.
I tried that a couple times on a Friday night. And what I started noticing happening was, if they close at 8 o'clock, and let's say you get there at 6:30 or something, mm-hmm. they start closing lines, and they start closing out sure. cash registers. So now there's not a lot of people in there shopping, but there's also not a lot of people checking you out.
Okay.
And I've gone on a Saturday morning like a crazy person, and all of the cashiers were open.
They are, and you can get through very
moving.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yep. That's true. I just won't go anymore at 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
It's complete and utter chaos, and I get very anxious,
mm-hmm.
and I can't do it. But I've found, for me, I have times where it's easy, and what they've done now with the self-checkout is they have a couple of people there helping to make sure it moves along so no one gets stuck.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that either.
How are people getting stuck at the self-checkout? Like, what's going on?
If a thing won't scan, perhaps, that's the only thing I can think of. But they're there to help. Sometimes your card doesn't scan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be about it. Sometimes the produce, if you've got to do bananas, you got to figure that out.
Right.
But someone's there. I'm telling you, my places run great, really run well.
Yeah, I would love to have your place talk to my place. I'm at like the Circle in Neptune, Ocean, yeah. whatever that place is. Yeah. I would love to have them meet.
Understood.
Do like a meeting.
Does Bobby Approved go to Costco? What time is he? He's never anybody there when he's doing that.
No, I know.
Doing his stuff.
He must go on like a Tuesday. One other thing I found with Costco, if you go on the weekend mornings, let's say the Costco opens at 10.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are ready to go in as soon as it opens.
Oh, for sure.
If you wait and you go to Costco at like, give it 30 minutes, the go-getters that were up early to get there early, they're now checking out. Now you go in.
The lull.
There's a lull. There's a slight lull between the go-getters that get there super early, yeah. ready to go.
And the regular people.
And then the regular people might not wander until noon.
Did you see that. The one you go to, do they have electronics when you first walk in?
Yes.
Did you see the sale they had this Christmas?
No.
I took a photo of it. I want to make sure I get you. I thought of you immediately.
Is it a giant television?
Yes. Now, I don't know if you saw this or not. I got to find it from... This probably would have been, it was definitely before Christmas, obviously, because I was doing Christmas shopping. I walked in and I sent it to my wife because I'm like, we don't need this, but I feel like I need to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 65-inch LG.
Yeah, LG, nice brand.
$399.
Yeah.
$399.
Televisions,
like, you gotta be kidding
me. Are the only thing that is not affected by... inflation.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
It doesn't. Yeah.
There are people who believe that the televisions now have cameras in them,
okay.
and that's how they're so cheap, that they're spying on us.
Our phones are spying us.
Yeah.
What difference does it make if the TV spying on us?
I don't know.
Well, I guess in that case, they're taking photos of us. I guess that's kind of creepy. You know, I might have deleted this.
They can't be really taking pictures of us, right?
I hope not. Who knows?
I hope not too.
Well, what are you doing in your place?
Especially if someone's cranking one out in front of their television, and then you tell me the television's spying on them? That's not good.
You're such a jackass.
All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up show. We did All that right. this morning.
Tomorrow, I get to go home and go to sleep.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. Ooh, you get to go to sleep? Tomorrow's Wednesday.
What are we doing tomorrow with this, with the photos?
I don't know. Not sure.
Are we still doing the podcast?
I hope so, but we'll have to find out.
Right, well, we can let them go first, I suppose.
We
right?
could, yes.
Okay.
All right, Jerry. Warm up next. So.